Hey!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mommy Chronicles.
We are so excited to be here this morning. We have been off the grid for a minute, but we have been working behind the scenes.
Yep,
so we are excited about being here. And as you may have noticed, our intro did not play, so both of us are in shock that it didn't play. But we have such an awesome show. We needed those extra 27 seconds anyway.
Yeah, we sure did. It's going to be power packed. So we'll figure out the technical stuff later.
Yeah.
As always, we say, now, if y'all know something about this, come on board. We could use a producer for what it is that we're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
But we have, I'm Tanya Scott Williams. We didn't
even
know that.
And I'm Denise Davis May, because they know who we are.
Okay. Well, we'll tell them anyway. We are the Mommy Chronicles. We have celebrated our 4-year anniversary. We're going into our 5th year with our podcast, and it's been absolutely wonderful to connect about things that are happening in the community, talking about children and families, and just finding a way to, you know, collaborate and do some wonderful work and talk about the work that people are doing. Not just here in Montgomery, but all over the world.
We were talking a few minutes ago about the Black Panther film and how many folk are so impacted by it. And I mean, people across spectrums, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just really being influenced. And it's serious. And I don't think people know when you have a dearth of representation, and when you don't see yourself, and certainly don't see yourself in these powerful ways, when you get it, it's like giving water to, you know, a dying man.
Absolutely.
It's just,
listen, my daughter is planning with some of her friends to go see it for a third time.
Mm-hmm.
She saw it with her father, and then she saw it with me, and this weekend she's going to go see it another time. I've only seen it once. But I just allowed it to unfold on the screen. But I plan to go back.
Yeah.
And then I plan to get the CD or the DVD or whatever, however it comes out after that, because it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And remember those clips the other day when people were talking to Chadwick Boseman?
On the Jimmy Fallon show.
The Jimmy Fallon show, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite were two. One was the Howard U. grad, who, of course, had that connection with
I'm
him.
I'm not going to say HU, because I'm CAU, but we're going to leave it at
that. Okay, we'll just drop that right there. But my other favorite is when that brother, when he walked out from behind the curtain, he did the Wakanda salute, and he said, "My king." I was like, woo!
See, people, I mean, it's when you don't have it, when you get it,
that was powerful.
And you're going to see how this sort of connects to our guest today.
Absolutely.
And we're going to share some of the community happening
mm-hmm.
with you.
We do have some calendar events coming up. This is a power-packed March. And today, right after our show, actually, so if you folks are listening, you can go do this. There's a tribute to the bus boycott pioneer, Claudette Colvin. It's hosted by Cassandra Sanders with K Group, and it's today at 11:30 a.m. at the Montgomery City Hall Auditorium. Of course, if you remember, Ms. Colvin in 1955 was arrested for refusing to give up her seat on the bus here in Montgomery,
mm-hmm.
and this is 9 months prior to Rosa Parks having done that.
Yes, and so speaking of the voting rights movement and discrimination, the 53rd Selma Bridge Crossing Jubilee is being commemorated this weekend, with the final activity being a commemoration of Bloody Sunday, which really encompasses the group that in 1965 demonstrated and gathered to march across the infamous Edmund Pettus Bridge, demanding the right to vote. They were savagely beaten by Alabama state troopers. 2 weeks later, over 3,000 civil rights protesters joined that grassroots movement and marched from Selma to Montgomery, which prompted Congress to pass finally
mm-hmm.
the Voting Rights Act. There are over 40 events scheduled, including the Miss Jubilee pageant, a golf tournament, reenactments, musical entertainment, both Saturday and Sunday. There
mm-hmm.
is a stage, and so they have all of these acts, Regina Bell and
mm-hmm.
among some other folk who will be coming out. So if you want to or are interested in it, go to www.selma50.com. for more information.
And so we are thrilled to have our guest who is waiting in the wings. We can't wait to talk to her. And why don't you tell us a little bit about who she is?
And so I'm just really excited because Dr. Nicole Thompson, is a proud mom. She has three beautiful, amazing children. Two of them are young adults, and then there's one just cute as she can be, 12-year-old, who's so talented. Mm-hmm. Professionally, she serves as an assistant vice chancellor for student affairs at an area university. She oversees several units, including student support, student accountability, international student involvement, diversity and inclusion. They are working her. She's wearing multiple hats. But the reason that Dr. Thompson is here with us today is because she is the founder and principal owner of Ada Chic Designs. It is a socially conscious handbag company that uses fashion to expose the rest of the world to Africa's natural resources. And we're not just talking about diamonds and gold. We're talking about people, while providing meaningful and dignified work on both sides. Dr. Thompson is an advocate for women of color and girls, and her work includes a 5-year plan that she'll share with you. And her agenda spreads across the diaspora. So the core objective is to provide young women of African ancestry with global competencies and global commerce opportunities. And so, Nicole, welcome.
Well, thank you all for having me. I am so excited to be on with you. I remember when you started this show. I'll never forget it. And I was such a big fan of what you were doing for women and providing this platform. So it is my honor to be on the line with you this morning. And I can't wait to talk to you about Ada Chic, about women, and anything else that we can talk about in this period of time.
It's going to be wonderful. And let me tell you, Ada Chic is already making a buzz in the community. Yesterday I was at Ladies Who Lunch, the event that's hosted by Tasha Scott, and we meet now at Martha's Restaurant. And afterwards we were having a little debriefing, and your boutique came up as well as your name. And I said, hey, I know who you're talking about. I'll be talking to her tomorrow. So it's wonderful to be able to have you on the line and have this chance to get right down into some questions and have you share with us what it is that you're doing.
Well, I appreciate
so
it.
So I want to start with if you could just tell us the location of your business. We understand it's called Ada Chic, but tell us where it's located.
So we are located physically in Lagos, Nigeria, but we sell our handbags in the U.S., and actually we sell them across the globe, but they are shipped here once they are produced in Lagos. But we are also online as well, so we have the ability to be global even at this very moment.
Can you briefly describe what it is that you're doing? Describe the business and the connections that you have there.
Sure. So the entire premise of launching this company was based on a trip to Lagos. Based on a trip to Ghana, where I thought that I would just simply be going on a tour of some of the regions in West Africa. And little did I know that there was a purpose for me there. There was destiny. I would meet destiny, and I would have such a spiritual connection to Africa and to that region that I knew immediately that I had to use some skills and resources that I possessed to kind of galvanize the area. So I started with Lagos because in tracing my ancestry, that is where my ancestors were from. And the young lady that is a co-designer for Ada Chic is located out of Lagos. So that's how we got to Lagos. But as we talk about, I believe further along, we'll talk about the 5-year plan, but we plan to house ourselves in not just Lagos, but in Ghana and some other regions of Africa as well.
Awesome, awesome. So part of what excites me about this is the number of opportunities you've given to other women through the Ada Chic brand. How many employees or partners is how I've heard you frame it, do you have? And can you tell me a little bit about their experiences and who they are?
Sure. So I thought about this, and I was trying to narrow down, like, well, how many people are we partnering with? And the number is hard to really tie down because on any given season that we're working on a design collection, we need to hire specific skill sets. And so we are not just hiring people to sew the handbags, but we are also providing resources to the vendors as well. So we will have to, our on-the-ground connection will go, and she'll have to purchase from vendors in the market. She'll have to purchase zippers, snaps. So each time we make a purchase to complete a handbag, we are providing resources for that vendor. So that's why I say it's a little bit hard to tie down. And depending on the run or the collection, there may be 100 bags that we're doing or 150 that we're producing, then that may mean that we need 10 sewers or 5 sewers based on the design. So it varies from collection to collection, but there's so many moving pieces and so many people that are involved, from fabric to accessories to couriers. I mean, it's an endless little process.
Wow, wow. And so given all of that, where do you see your business in the next 5 years?
That's a good question. I see it so clearly. So while Ada Chic uses fashion to expose the world to Africa, we also have a kind of like a co-parent company called She Wins. And so the concept of She Wins, which is the nonprofit side, is that simply this: we won't just design these handbags and sell them for commercial good, but She Wins will go into the different countries that we're partnering with during that period of time. So in 2019, it may be Ghana. So when we go in, then we're selecting women that can join in with She Wins, that can partner with us. And whether they have a skill set or trade, if they show an interest, our desire is to train them on global competencies, on global commerce, and then do some skill assessment and see what their strengths are. If they want to be in business, if they want to be in fashion, then we have a team for She Wins that is ready and so excited about training this cohort of women, and then they can either work on the Ada Chic side, or we can launch them globally on what it is that they're trying to do. So it's almost like a training institute that these women will go through. And we have 5 targeted areas that we want to work with over a 5-year span. So it's Ada Chic and it's She Wins. And the goal is that we galvanize these women of this nation to compete globally and to expose the world to the resources of Africa.
Wow, awesome. So you are certainly influencing the lives of other women. How has owning Ada Chic affected your life?
It's affected me greatly. I went through a season when we first launched that I was so busy that I had to step back for a moment and gain meaning. And so I am a doer by nature. And so once my eyes gets on the project, I'm very, very tunnel vision and focused, like, this is what we need to do. This is the project. But it's almost like God had me to step back and to really connect to the meaning. And the meaning of it is that my life was changed when I went to Ghana. It will never, ever be the same. So I get this Wakanda thing. I get it on so many levels. There are days that I just daydream about it because this place is so special. I often say that a lot of ethnicities have always have had the opportunity to connect to their roots. Not so much for African Americans. We've had to work a little harder to connect to who we were, who our people were. So to connect in that sort of way, I found meaning in knowing that if nothing else I do in life, or if I never have another accomplishment, to know that I have sown seed in the continent of my ancestors for all that they went through all of the shame, humiliation, slavery, I'm good. And so When I get busy and overwhelmed and realize that somewhere on that sea or at the door of no return that I'm making good on what they had to go through, I'm okay. So that makes it all worth it. The sleepless nights, the working past time zone barriers are really big for us. because we start our mornings, most mornings at 3:30, because the market's open and there's a 6-hour time difference. So a lot of that has had taken a toll on me, but as soon as I put it back in perspective, I'm okay. I am so okay with it.
Wow.
You have shared so many incredible things about the vision. Your passion is very clear, and you are certainly focused. There's so many wonderful things, especially the part about She Wins, that's partnering with women who have a trade and then sort of giving, empowering them to either come alongside you with Ada Sheikh or going out to launch her own vision is absolutely amazing. And I can hardly wait to see, as you said, the impact that this is going to have on the world. I'm excited just to hear everything that you've shared just in these few minutes that we've talked to you. Can you tell us about the strategies, the tools that you employ as a mom? Because as we said in the introduction, you do have children, one who's 12 and still at home. But could you share with our audience of moms and mom types the tools that you employ as a mom to manage and balance your work and your family life?
You know, I think, Tanya, this is every day a renewal of my mind and trying to figure out, not plan it so far ahead, but how do I handle today? I'm big on scheduling. I am so big on scheduling, but I'm also a free spirit. So sometimes that schedule may not be as concrete as I like it to be. And there are days that I'll say, okay, I'm going to get home and I'm going to do this. This is the schedule. But if I see my daughter needs me, you know, so what if we don't eat the way we need to all the time? You know, sometimes we have to pick and choose what's important and what can take a little sidestep. But for tools, I would say I'd really try to work hard to schedule things. And family time is huge for me. We only get these kids once, you know, in this age bracket that they're in. So I really try to work hard to be there for her. And then not just in the way that she needs me, but in a way that I need her. And sharing the vision of Ada Sheikh with my girls has been a game changer, because they don't just see me busy, but they know that this is not just legacy building, but this is for them, and this is for their children and their children's children. So now I have them sketching designs, and I'm like, okay, so when the fabric comes across the screen, how would you do this? And so I think some of those moments of finding time to be with them and to share in what I'm doing, so it's not like I'm just busy all the time, but Every day changes. And so, like I said, my days start super early, most days from 3:30 to 4 a.m. But if we just go with the flow, and I wish I had a magical answer for this, because I think women, we want it all and we want it now. But sometimes, you know, the laundry may not get done the day I said it was, and it's okay. It just depends on what needs to happen that day.
Awesome.
It is amazing. And I love the fact that you're folding your family into the work. You aren't separating yourself from them. You're allowing them to experience it with you, participating in everything from the patterns and ideas. You're obviously, you're planting the seeds of entrepreneurship in them, giving them an opportunity to live, not even vicariously through you, but living through you with this process with a hands-on approach is wonderful, because that right there, that business mind is how we build up and strengthen our communities. We give our kids a chance to see for themselves that ideas that are birthed from us into the world can be impactful. That is tremendous. And I, you know what, you have to point out some of those designs that your family has participated in so that
I
we can
will.
Look for those
specialists. Yeah, the girls are in the process of designing their own backpacks right now. And they said, well, Mom,
okay,
something that's really popular with younger adults is the little backpacks. And I said, okay, well, we can do this, you know. So in perspective,
yes,
it's good.
Yes.
I don't know all things fashion, so their perspective is really important to me.
Awesome.
How do you think, Nicole, how do you think that Ada Sheikh has affected the community that you serve?
Wow. So my cousin, who is now a co-owner of the company with me, she and I just came back from Lagos back in November. And so we had the opportunity to, that was the first time in Lagos, and we had the opportunity to meet with so many people and just kind of absorb the culture, to absorb the people that had been working for us, and to just let them know how much we appreciate them, because there's a fine line between business, and also relationships. And I'm very relationship driven, meaning I want them to know that this all has a purpose. You know, why we're doing this is so critical piece, and we never want to lose our why. And so this morning I had an opportunity, we were working on some designs, and I had an opportunity to reach out to our co-designer in Lagos, and I wanted her to tell me, like, what does this mean to you? And a lot of women that work on our project, and men as well, will never, ever have the opportunity to have their work showcased on another continent. So it's
wow.
been phenomenal. They know that they're a part of something special. They were selling goods just in Lagos, and that's not uncommon, but to know that it is going to the United States, we've sold to Germany a couple of months ago, so they get it. And so our job right now is to reaffirm the why to them and to keep them fully engaged. I never want them to feel that, okay, we're just the producers or we are the manufacturers. No, you're a part of a team, and this is for you. This is for the nation. This is for all of us. So I think it has impacted them greatly. And to kind of hear them say, and to the way they received us, it was very humbling.
Wow. And so your bags are gorgeous.
Just
beautiful. We will be sharing the website on our Facebook page, and we'll send out a message from our email account just so that folks have access to the website. But what do you hear most from your customers about their favorite bag?
The main thing that we hear is how beautiful it is. And so I think while they're thinking it's beautiful in fabric and design, I think they're connecting to the continent as well. So to know that you have a product that was really produced in Africa, whether you ever step your foot there or whether you ever get there, this is something that was produced there. So they love the bags, but I think they're connecting to the experience as well. And so that's always special to me. Of course, the whole concept behind the bag is that it has a very high chic feel, and it has a feelness of royalty. And so they're all lined with authentic fabric, you know, that's originated either in West Africa or in the Lagos area. And then the outside is typically a snakeskin or a leather or some sort of skin. So they love the bags. They love texture. They love the colors. The colors are always something that draws women into our bags.
We've got about 7 minutes left on our show, and I wish we had more time to talk to you. We do have a couple more questions. But we do have time to get in a couple of more questions. First, of course, owning a business, running a business, you have an international business. I mean, I can't imagine what that's like for you and for your partners, managing all those details. But can you tell us what has been one of the biggest challenges that you've had to face so far in your work?
We've had several challenges. You know, just as far as logistics or we're concerned, because mind you, when we launched this company, we were so impassioned that we really had to wrap our minds and arms around what does it mean to operate a business on another continent. That is, I've operated a business here in Montgomery. It was very successful. It was great, but it was nothing compared to this. This took me to school. So it was learning that bridging the gap in that learning curve about what customs would allow, about shipping, about the time difference, also even language barriers and doing things through technology. So we've had some barriers, but we are forging on, and we're trying to look at them as opportunities for us to just simply grow And I think there's a handbook on how to do international business. We've read, we've audibled, we've done it all, but just kind of getting in there on that day-to-day grind has taught us so much about what it means to really own a global business.
Oh, yeah, that is huge. I can imagine the processes that you've had to go through. And you know what? There might be a book out there, and maybe you'll be writing a book after this.
Well,
you know, while this is happening. I know you've got to be keeping some
right.
notes somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the last question that I have for you is, what advice would you give to women who are considering starting their own businesses?
So here's the thing. I've always felt I believe that entrepreneurs are driven. And so whatever that dream is that you have in your heart, that's in your mind, that is festering, I think you owe it to yourself to go for it. I feel like you do the research, you do your threat analysis, you figure out what you need. But I would suggest that everybody try it once. You have to. You owe it to yourself. And one of my biggest things is I never want to live a life of regret. I never want to think, oh, God, I just wish I had tried it. So I say take the risk. My cousin and I both are huge risk takers. And if nothing else, it has taught us a lot. And I feel like when you take risks, you always win. So you win or you learn, you know. So it's a win-win situation. But I would tell women to do your research, but go for it. So many women have these wonderful things in their hearts and their minds, but they're simply afraid, and you have to do it scared. I had no background in international business. I didn't consult with anyone other than a few people that had some legal expertise, but we just went for it. And the fruit of our labor, if it does nothing past today, I know that I took a stab at it and I did my very best to make this company operate in an efficient and productive manner.
Awesome. So awesome. And I'm certain that there are so many women across age groups that could use that knowledge, that you just have to work in fear. Like, you have to operate sometimes
you really do.
With fear, not walking in fear, but you have to move through your fear and act. And move
and
forward.
You know, Denise,
I so appreciate you taking the time today, Dr. Thompson, to speak with us about Ada Chic. You all really need to go and give us the website, please.
Sure. It's www.adachicdesigns, that's ADACHIC designs, one word, designs.com. And just as a last point that I really feel like, if I had a closing remark that I would say to women, and that's be okay with being uncomfortable and become comfortable with being uncomfortable, because in this business, I'm uncomfortable every day and walking around with nerves in my stomach, like, did I make the right decision? But it's a very different lane of living that has yielded some really good, solid rewards, and so for that I'm grateful.
And we're proud of you. We're proud of you in our Montgomery, Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
we're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Please don't sell my red bag.
Oh no, I have you. I have it for you.
So apparently I need to get over there too. Apparently I need to get my stuff. I see Denise has already got some dibs on some stuff.
But I am so excited to have spoken with you, Dr. Thompson. And so we hope to be talking with you again soon. And we have a meeting coming up. And so we will let you go on with the rest of your busy day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and I just want to say, like I said before when we started, I am so proud of you all, and I love the conversations that you're generating, and I've been a fan a long time, so I just appreciate you all having me here today and being able to speak with your audience about her company.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
Have
so
an
much.
Awesome day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And so the rest of our audience, we just wanted to share a couple of things that are coming up. March 10th. Our very own Tanya Williams is going to be interviewing Nathaniel Allen for 21 Dreams for his first installment of the Artist Talkback series. And we both will be interviewing the Tarana Burke, the founder of the Me Too movement. at Alabama State University on March 16th at 10 a.m. So do check our website. We will be sharing that information with you on Facebook. It's been so great. We won't have an outro, but we wanted to just thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back on track in a little while. We've been hustling and trying to get some other work done, but we thank you so much for joining us, and all of you who joined us on our Facebook Live, Norma, Desiree, Meredith, Moxie, Johnny, Kai, Miss E Beautiful, and Miss Benny. Thank you so much for having a good day. We don't have an outro, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Thank you. Have an awesome day, y'all.
All right. Bye-bye.